coffee. What do you say? Go boil it, make it, cook it?
Well, different. You can cook coffee or you can perk it.
Or just, what would you say?
Or you can,
well, I'm just saying, make coffee.
Make coffee. Oh, just.
Uh-huh. Now, do you ever make cobbler?
Well, I do here sometimes.
Is that the same as deep apple pie?
Well, no, I think it's a little different. I don't.
Cobbler, do you even have a peach cobbler or, you know, pears, apples, anything, any kind of fruit, cherry cobbler?
It has one crust.
Yeah, well, it's a cobbler sort of made upside down. You know.
Well, would it deep apple pie have one crust also?
I think it would just have one crust.
You spoon the dough and an upside down.
Kirsty, you go to the sink, turn on the faucet, and get a
drink
of
water.
You drink it out of a
cup
or a
glass.
Tumbler.
Tumbler and glass, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, today I drink it, yesterday I
drank.
And they might say, how much have you
drunk?
How much have you drunk?
Is that what you're saying?
Drank, drunk.
drank, and drunk.
Well, that's the principal part, I think, of the bird.
Somebody comes to eat with you, and you say, well, go ahead and the table. Just come up and
help yourself.
And, of course, before they help themselves, they have to, at the table, they have to go over and...
sit down.
Yeah. Okay. So would you say to them, well, please...
sit down and help yourself.
So they went over and sat down. But it happened that you were serving broccoli, and they didn't like broccoli, and they didn't want to offend you. So what would they say? I'm sorry,
I don't like it, or I don't eat it, I don't care for it. So anything you could say.
That wouldn't offend you if you said if you were the hostess.
I should think they'd take a little bit and pretend it didn't.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they do. If you had the same food for supper that you had for dinner, you'd call it
leftovers.
That's right.
And you might say the steak was so tough that I couldn't
eat it.
Bite it.
Couldn't chew it.
And things like carrots and peas are not fruit, but they're
vegetables.
And you grow vegetables out back in the
garden.
And you want to indicate that your leather jacket is not an imitation leather. It's what? It's
real leather.
Genuine
leather.
And you might, for breakfast, on a piece of toast, you might spread jam, or you might spread a little
butter,
or something like jam, only more thick.
Preserves.
Crab apple jelly.
Jelly.
I
think jam is thicker than jelly.
Yes, I didn't mean thick.
In a way.
Stiff, I guess. something's not over. It's not here. It's just over. Not here, it's over
there.
Over there. Don't do it that way, do it
this way.
I'd want to distinguish between two men. This man we don't know anything about, and the other man we know owns an orchard. For the second we say, he's the man
that owns the orchard?
He's the man to buy it from, or?
He's the man, using the word orchard, he's the man
who owns the orchard.
And we want to distinguish between two boys. We don't know anything about the first one. The second one we know has a very wealthy father. We say about the second one, he's the one, using the word wealthy father.
Who has the wealthy father?